Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson from Bowman's Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
What's happening in the world of grudge racing? A lot of racing going on tonight. I got a report, an early report. I'll get to all that stuff in a minute. I want to apologize. I don't know if Cadillac Joe's on the air listening or not yet, but I didn't make it to a show last night. And I feel bad. I got caught up with some things, and I just couldn't get in to make a phone call. So, Cadillac Joe, I apologize. I definitely support your show, and I'll give you my word. I'll be on your show, and we'll get after that. Project Street Legal, big thing out here. If you guys are on Facebook listening, go to Project Street Legal. If you can help us out and hit that little, just throw off that little petition. Help us get a track out here. And we can get to racing out here. Got so many things I got going on. I've been in battle with some people on the internet during the week. But I want to talk about real quick. The first grudge race is coming up. Boom. The Invasion of Louisiana. My boy Boom is hosting the show. March 15th at No Problem Dragway. He's going to start the season off down there in the great state of Louisiana. So if you guys got any questions or anything, you can call on to Boom Show. He's on Monday nights. at 7 o'clock. I guess that would be 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. And the number to call into his show is 347-215-8762. Give him a little shout out there. He's going to have a race, and it's usually a pretty good one down in Louisiana. So we'll see if those Oklahoma boys have the balls to show up down there this year. I guess they were out there last year and didn't do too much. Maybe a little scared or whatever, but we'll see. It's not too far for them to drive. I'm hoping they show. Waiting for my boy Kev to roll in. See where he's at. Let me see. Kev, you there, brother?
Hello, can you hear me?
Kev. Yeah, you are.
Can you hear me? What's up?
I can hear you loud and clear, baby.
What you know good,
What's
man?
Happening?
What you know no good?
You know, I'm always up to no good, man. I can't get no respect out here. I'm always getting into some kind of trouble or to-do. You know the drill out here.
Right.
Who's got the first race down in Louisiana, man?
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. Boom was on last night talking about his race and stuff like that. Hopefully we can get him on tonight. Well, if anyone wants to talk about
race.
Something, I'll just tell
he's
anybody.
He's at that
anyone
race.
Anybody,
right
is it?
He's at that
I'll
race. He told me that. I forgot. Chucky, whoever Chucky was racing tonight, Chucky got beat and he crashed his car.
Chucky. Oh, are you talking about Brian Davis?
Yeah, that race. Yeah.
Brian Davis. Where did they race? But they didn't race this weekend, did they?
That's where Boom's at right now. I talked to him earlier today.
Okay, well, give me a second. See if you get some people to hit the one button to help you with the topic. I gotta make a phone call for you real quick.
Well, Boom, they're all off that track. Boom's gonna try and call in a little bit. He said. So, Boom, if you're out there, hit that one button. And I got to say, never late is never late again. But, you know, the minute we start talking about Tyson and the minute we start talking about the money he's not getting paid, he pops in. So, we'll wait for him to get in here tonight, too. The other thing we're talking about is coming back east with the Chadster and getting after a couple people out there. Well, I shouldn't say a couple people. Just one. Just one he wants to race. He just wants to race three lug. Get that over and done with. But we just don't want to come out there and then not have it happen again. But it's all good. We'll see what's up with that. I got some issues. Well, not issues. I got into some trouble because I posted something on Murder Nova site. And, you know, I just can't let some of that shit go. I just think they're fake-ass racers. And, I just let them know. So, you know, we've just been jawing back and forth. Every time I put something up on their site, they take it off just as fast as I put it up. I don't know why they just don't want to come out. I mean, from what I understand, the only one that's coming out is Dave, but to me, he's the only one who's the racer anyway with the Sonoma. You know, he don't care. He'll go race wherever. Whether he wins or loses, you know, he's still doing his thing. And hopefully Don will be coming in and give us some updates on what's going on out here with our drag strip. We have our quarter mile track having its first race in Fontana February 22nd. Getting California lined up again. One track is built, one track is going away. So I guess we're at status quo. And we'll see what's up. Wait a minute, is this who I think this might be? Baby boy, is that you?
Yeah, that's baby boy, man. How y'all guys doing tonight on this beautiful?
Man. Where you been hiding out at, man?
This beautiful night, man. How you guys doing tonight, man?
We doing good. Where you been hiding out at?
No, you talking about the other baby boy. This baby boy from the west side. This is the real baby boy. That's the phony one.
Oh, I got you. All right.
You talking to the real one here.
Well,
you talking to the real
one. It's the same one I'm talking about, the one who sent me the pictures, right?
What picture you talking about? Over the internet?
Didn't you send me pictures of drag car?
No, that's the other baby. Well, that's the phony one.
Oh, that's okay. I got it now. I gotta write this down so I know who's fake and who's real now.
Right. Once you get it together with yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know who you're talking to. You see me?
I got it down now. Now I know which one I'm talking to. So what's up with you, man?
Man, just waiting for the weather to break, all this snow and all this cold. It's getting to my bones and getting to my soul, man. All this cold, man. It's just so much. I'm just thankful I'm here. But it's, you know, you get kind of perturbed with all this cold and all the snow. You got to clean it up if you're a property owner and all that old stuff. So that's how I go.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I don't know how you guys deal with that cold. It's 68 out here today, and I was freezing. I don't know how you guys deal with that snow.
I can only imagine 68 degrees. It's 11. I'm watching the news right now. I got the TV on mute and talking to you, and the degrees right now is right now the thermostat said 11 degrees in Chicago, and it's been snowing all day long.
God damn. Fuck that. That's why I keep my nice white ass out in sunny Southern California, baby. Even when it's cold, it's still warmer than some places in the United States. So I ain't tripping. I'm just, I just don't know how you guys do that, man. I got to tell you, though, you know what? I went back one year to Chicago for a Bears-Packers game, because I'm a huge Bears fan, and it was 10 degrees, and the wind was blowing off the lake. I don't know what the wind chill factor was, but
right.
I was freezing. I was just like, everybody was getting up on a play. I was just like, we guys don't have to stand up, man. Sit down. Enjoy the game. Keep my shit warm. That's just
especially
cold, man. That's just cold.
Especially when you come to Chicago, you already know what it is. Somebody said it, I think night before last, about how the South guys got more advantage on the North guys. About, you know, with the race cars and stuff like that, guys in the South and warmer states got more time to prep their cars and stuff like that, make more passes and, you know, make mess-ups going down the track more so than the guys in the Midwest or the North, you know. So it matters.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And you know what? To touch on that, I'll tell you, that's why a lot of cars, well, I shouldn't say a lot of cars, but my car isn't paying a lot of, I can't even say most, because there's some good-looking cars out here. A lot of guys out here don't paint their cars because they're racing all year long out here. You might be down for a month, and that's December because the track shut down, but they fire back up right New Year's Day. We have the Hangover Nationals at a track, and it's, I mean, we're already racing. So, you know, it's,
right.
That's right. You get more time on your car and more runs and dialing in, and you know, and that's all good, man.
And you know, like I said, you know, you got guys, you know, they try to engage, and you know, when the height of the race season come along, everybody trying to engage with somebody with whatever they got. They think they're the fastest car or what have you, you know. But the most consistent car always win the race. You can always have a faster car. I can have a consistent car. That don't mean I'll always go win the race. But you know, it says a lot when you can take time out and constantly go to the track and make passes and you know tune your car to certain tracks and you know you got guys that's going back and forth with you to the track and travel down the roads and going different tracks and stuff like that, helping you with the car, you know, so it means a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It always works out and stuff like that, you know, especially when you're, you know, more time in the seat, the better, you know, more time you get to dial in the car, and all that good stuff. Tyson, you there, babe?
What's up, T.O.?
What's going on, Never Late?
Oh, man, I can't call it. What's happening, baby boy?
Slow motion. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm staying out the way. That's about it.
Well, that's the best thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with you, T.O.? What's going on out there in Cali?
What's happening?
Dude, it's 68 degrees out here, freezing my ass off. That's what's going on, man. I can't be having none of that.
Shit, that's summertime to us, goddamn.
Yeah. It's cold.
68, goddamn it. That's T-shirts and shorts around this mall over here.
Last night my toes started turning a little blue, my flip-flop.
Huh?
I ought to cancel that, man. Hey, listen to this, Tyson.
Yeah.
I can't let shit go. You know me.
Uh-huh.
I just think things got to be said sometimes. And so I've been banging on that Murder Nova site pretty hard. They keep deleting my shit. So I just keep calling them for the pussies that they are. I left the number to call in, my cell number. Everything.
They not gonna grudge no car with a car that they know 9 times out of 10 gonna whoop them anyway. They not gonna indulge in you just wasting your time with that.
Oh no, they ain't gonna do it. You look at it like
they
this,
gonna
tell
do it.
They ain't crazy. They've been studied up on all these grudge cars. They know what they know if they get into that shit. They know what they got in it, they gonna get into. So that's why they keep deleting you. They ain't paying no attention. They ain't crazy. They know if they come across them damn tracks, they ass is out. And they don't want no part of this grudge life.
It's almost like bringing a pro stock car on the street and saying, I got the fastest street car because I'll race it on the street.
Yeah.
That's what it's coming down. That's pretty much what...
They don't want that. They don't want that equal match. They you know, they don't want that type of problem.
Yeah, and you know what? They're not, even though they're racing on a street, that street's blocked off. You know, it's not street racing like we know it. You know, they had their shot when they were out here in California. They were on Compton and Main, and the bitches were scared to pull their cars off the trailer and come handle their business out here as two street racers would, that anybody on this phone line would do, you know, if they were to come out. So you know what?
Right.
I'll call it for what it is. They're a bunch of pusses. They were there. They were here in California. They were on the street we street race at. Bodie had his car out of the trailer, fired up out of the trailer, and they wouldn't take the car. They wouldn't take the truck off the trailer.
Wow.
So
wow.
Who's the street? They want to say they're the fastest street race cars. Well, they were on a street, and get this. Highway Patrol rolled up, and they told the Highway Patrol, look, these guys came out from Oklahoma. We want to kick their ass. He said, you got 15 minutes. Get it done in 15 minutes, or I got to blow everybody out of here. So the law was giving us a green light to kick their ass. Did they come off the trailer? Nope. Didn't have the ball.
Well, you know, do you think since they you know how that TV and all that shit go, do you think Discovery got the booking rights on their cars, telling them what they can't do and what they can do?
Well, here's I want to tell you, this is what Murder Nova put up on his site. He says Murder Nova, he says Discovery has nothing invested with their cars. So they have nothing invested with their cars. So if they have nothing invested, that tells me they're not putting any money into the cars. But what I understand that these guys, as far as Discovery, are telling these guys who to race and who not to race. So, you know, it's like, who do you believe? I think they're lying all the way around. They came down.
Right.
They were on Compton in Maine. They were where we were going to be, and they did not come off the trailer. Discovery Channel wasn't there with them. They came down on their own. But they just wanted to say, hey, you know what? We were there. So what? They were there. They didn't do shit.
Right.
So, you know, fuck them.
Yeah, it seems to be crazy.
I got to open up some mics right now real quick. Hold on one sec. Boom, you there, babe?
Yeah, Boom is here.
What's going on, Boom?
Man, I'm sitting here at the Home City Driveway, man. I wanted to come on your show, man, and give you all these races out there in the world a race report, if you don't mind, real quickly. And I also
heck no, baby. I've been waiting for you to call in.
I told you that I will, man. I appreciate you telling everybody about my race. My big spokesperson from the Big Melvin out of the 9th Ward, calling and told me that they got your show was on, man, to get on there. They were talking about it, and I wanted to tell y'all all about my show, man. And last year I had the Midwest guys at my show, man, with the Murder Nova, the El Camino, and quite a few things. They came out there and they set up a booth. They sold their pimp juice, and they had a great time, man. They made a few passes. They're on my DVDs and stuff, too, also. We had a great time with them guys. Even Crazy Kelly from Northern California came down to my show last year. I have a big show in March, guys. I have a big show in March. And I'm giving a personal invitation to everyone that's listening, everyone that has a friend that loves to travel, that can travel. If you're looking to gamble, you want to come down here where it's going to be warm, man. New Orleans is going to be the place to be March the 15th, man. We're going to catch it through that Friday night, which is the 14th. Everything is going down on the 15th. We're going to have all walks of life cars, big tires, small tires. We are doing a 28-29 shootout, free entry, $3,000 to win. We might want a 607 on class, but there's going to be grudging all day. Grudge race and testing to them all day. Grudge racing is a priority, meaning our track is so big and it's so popular, we have pinks all out of our track. So there's no down south track that had pinks all out that wasn't good. Our track is one of the best cooking the track in the south. Hands down. So, y'all looking for action, man. Y'all got y'all cars and y'all want to, I mean, I can pretty much tell you like this year. I mean, no matter how your car sits, we got somebody sitting like you down this way. And I tell you guys here in Hattiesburg, I don't know if y'all get on a Red Hot show on Wednesday night. Man, these guys, they jug in Louisiana like we are born there or Patagonia, man, and they just shooting at us. But every time they come to Louisiana for the invasion of Louisiana, man, we send them all home with their tail tucked between their legs. Even the Texas guys came out and supported also. But back to the race report here at Hub City, I want to rectify some comments that was made by Tail. Chucky from Alabama crashed his car in the Mustang. Okay?
Oh, okay.
That is Eyes. That is Eyes. He's the governor of Mississippi on the Grudge Inc. Blog Talk radio station. Eyes. He comes on Thursday night, okay? He wrecked the Mustang today. He was running King Dung Mac now. He used to be Don Mac, but he is King Dung Mac. So King Dung Mac is doing the same right now. You know, anybody that does that thing, man, Bormo will be the first to recognize him. You know, whether they're making action to get their asshole blown out or they're making action and winning. You know, I recognize them because it takes a person. You got to bring your ass to get ass, and that's what's going on in this race right now. But I'm at Don Mac Show. He had a pretty nice show today, man. Quite a few people showed up today. A lot of races took place. We had Don Mac was one grudge race. There was quite a few street cars here that ran, and it was quite a few grudges that took place. I was here trying to help my friends get their cars together. They had a problem, and they pulled a truck had a problem, so I was busy doing that. And I was just enjoying my day watching some racing and everything. Also, can't tell y'all, I know they have a lot of street cars, I mean, in that area. But if there are any true real street cars, not like the cars y'all was just conversating about the Oklahoma guy. I'm talking about, when we say real street cars, we're talking about the original way, like what they come from the factory, air conditioner. We got in New Orleans, in the state of New Orleans, we got the fastest street cars down south. We think in the world. But we have pump gas street cars. I mean, you don't have to be pump gas when you get no action from us now. But I want y'all to know that we invite anybody that's got cars that they think it's a street car, turnkey, air conditioner, you know, and all the accessories like they come from the factory. Down on y'all ass, we'll go if y'all come down here in March. Now, listen, everybody know how to get in contact with Tail. You can get in contact with Tail. Tail, I'm giving these guys a personal invitation. And I know Tail probably make that ride down. I seen Tail way in fucking, and making George, you hear me? What's the other guy that was the Mustang Hotel you were with?
Chad, with Chad.
Yeah, man. So, man, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all guys here, man. Anybody that makes that trip, man, from up north, higher out east, man, y'all, you please get in contact with me. This is my show. This is Jay Vaughn's show along with me. I'm Boomer Williams, and I'm collaborating. I'm a Grudge Inc. member, and I'm a governor of the state of Louisiana, and I'm approving this message. If y'all make that ride down there, man, y'all come and see me, man. I'll do my best to do accommodate. I mean, it might not be a whole lot, but I'm a racer, and I do know guys that cost to travel. So I will be the first to tell y'all, hands down, man. Y'all make that ride. Y'all please come and see me and see Jay Boy, man. I mean, hey, it might not be the whole enchilada, but it's going to be something, man, you know. And I appreciate anyone that comes and support any race that I put on. I have been blessed. I'll tell y'all. I pulled to the race here in Hattiesburg, January the 25th. I was blessed with a nice crowd here, man. And quite a few races took place. You know, I do my job as a promoter. I get the people there with cars. I had about 200 cars here. You know, we had 3 or 4 grudge races. But, I mean, I had the cars here, but I can leave them to the world, but I can't make them drink. And I'll let y'all know, last year, March the 9th, me and Jay Barnes, the invasion of Louisiana, Part 1, we have 400 cars with 4,000 spectators. Our goal this year is March the 15th, 600 cars with 6,000 spectators. That is our goal this year. So with that being said, to y'all, I appreciate the time, man. And y'all can follow up with Tao to get further information. The flyer is all on the website. And once again, my radio show comes on at 7 o'clock Central Time. And my number is, the last 4 of mine is 8762, you know, and it's the 347-215, and I will come on every Monday at 7 o'clock. Every Monday.
Hey, Boom, I got to tell you something, Boom. You know, okay. Last year when you were having your race, when I called you to tell you that, hey, we might be sending a couple cars out from California when Kelly came out there.
Okay.
When he came back home, I said, was it everything I said it was? He said it was a smorgasbord. He said, "No." He said if you'd have came down there with your truck, they'd have had a truck for you to race. If you'd have came down there in a Volkswagen, they'd have had a Volkswagen for you to race. He said you guys had everything down there.
Yes, sir, we did. We did. And if Mr. Kelly wouldn't have had problems, you know, Mr. Kelly first pass, you know, he blew the sandwich out, and I think he had that thing fixing like an hour later, man. And, you know, without him having them problems, he probably wouldn't have, you know, The Midwest guys was there. They also had the opportunity to come to our streets. We have one of the world's best freaking streets in the world. It's called the Pad. So I mean, I'm not gonna promote street racing on Virgin shows or nothing, but I tell you, you know, and I know that's what y'all guys do down in Cali. And, you know, y'all do a lot of street racing, and you know, but I'm in the highest of hopes. I'm hoping the Midwest guys are listening. We enjoyed y'all company last year, man. Y'all came down, man. And I hope y'all got a copy of that DVD, man, because we did like a 15 to 20 minute interview with those guys before their show came on air. So we got them live on video before they hit the TV screen. So you know, we got like a little, what you call a little famous description of them before they hit, you know, got real public and really, really known by being on the Street Outlaw stage. But man, I'm saying all this to say, man, we have a great time, and I'm giving y'all a personal invitation to come out and join us to have fun, man, and make it big. And we're looking to get more out of towners this time. And this is what we call an invasion. Meaning, if you're coming from Cali, you're going to be representing Cali. If you're coming from Detroit, I think the White Trash is coming out of Detroit. Jamon is working on getting White Trash. He's working on getting Dange. I think he already got Bills committed. He already has Tony Vines committed with three cars. You know, he has a three-car hauler. He got Tony Vines committed with three cars to come. And Tony Vines also looking for action. So anybody out there, you know, say want to get a piece of Tony in the two cars, I think he got a Mustang and Geronimo and a couple other cars. I don't know exactly which three coming, but y'all pretty much know Jay Moore's number. He can verify which ones if y'all know how to get in contact with Tony, tell you which ones he'll probably bring. You know, how them guys, they got so many cars, they can just pick three and just roll with them, you know. But,
You know what? Listen, man, you got carte blanche on here, man. I'm gonna be promoting this show for you on our show here, all up until the race. I haven't talked to Chad yet, but I know he wants to get after three lug kind of bad. We might make a trip out there. We can get him to come down south. We might have to do it at your track.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, if there's anybody, and this is the way Momo will do his race. If you go on my track when I got my rental, and you go down my track on a Tesla tune, and you can't get down to my track, don't go to your friend and tell your friend about my track. You come to Boom on Wheels, and get with Boom on Wheels. I'm going to start what the fuck is going on with that track, and we're going to clip that track right then. But now, I know we're not going to have that problem. I know we're not going to have that problem. You think I'm lying? That's your boy out of Texas. What's his name? Birdman. He holds, I think, the belt. For the back half, he's the baddest back half composer in the world. So, I mean, I don't know if he's in a different bracket in California or something like that. But Redman came down and they ran the bullet and, you know, and they really enjoyed themselves down there, man. The Beast from out of Texas, they came down. They enjoyed this. Matter of fact, those guys got a race going on in Hattiesburg. I think May the 4th or May the 7th, somewhere in the area. They putting on a race here in Hattiesburg, man. So those guys are real good guys, man. They travel, man. They came down and supported me on my race, man. Those guys will support, man. And Teo, any promoter that's out there, Cali, Detroit, Chicago, if y'all are promoters and y'all are out there, please come on these down south shows, man, and tell us what y'all have going on. Because these guys really want to know what y'all doing up there. Because a person like Momo Wills, I work for myself, so I might just catch a fucking flight and say, hey, Teo, come and pick me up at the airport, Teo. I need to stay with you for 3 days, Teo. I'm in Cali for 3 days, Teo. Come and pick me up from the airport, you know? So I'm going to for me. Y'all let me know what's going on out there, because I don't know if to show my face. I'm a big round number two, so I'll be able to get the footage and put it all over down south. And then when I come out there, y'all support me on my DVD. Y'all can see how we winding down here down south. So with that being said, Teo, I mean, I appreciate you for the time, man. I'm going to stay on the line. I'm going to be on mute. And if anybody got any questions about how to get there and anything, I got a flyer in front of me. I can give you the address. Y'all can write it down. Y'all can GPS it. And y'all can see how long it'll take y'all to get in there. I mean, it's not a bad ride. You can ask Mr. Kelly, you know what I'm saying? Because Kelly had problems. I think Kelly stopped in Oklahoma or somewhere, and he had broke something or needed some parts. And he thought he was going to need parachutes. Let me tell you something about my track. My track isn't sanctioned IHR the race track, okay? It is a sanctioned track. But let me tell you something, guys. None of my cars had roll cages in them. Until this car, I just bought this Cutlass. So, but I'm just saying, don't worry about the small shit. I want y'all to be safe. I'm not enticing no one to come with a fucking 8-second car with no roll cage. But what I'm telling y'all is, don't worry about the small shit if you ain't all the way legit. Because if you come to my race and I take your money, you're going to go down the track. And that's it.
Yes, sir.
But I'm gonna stay on. If anybody got any questions, I'm gonna be on the line so they can ask some questions here, okay?
Yeah, I got a bunch of mics open. I mean, hands up right now. I'm gonna start opening up some mics. Boom. So stick around for a minute, and we'll see. Anybody's got any questions for you, okay, babe?
Okay, I sure will. All right, see y'all.
All right, we're gonna start opening up some mics. Let me get this one open real quick. Cadillac Joe. Cadillac, you there?
Cimarron better not be on this phone.
I think he's on there. He'll come on. I'm going to leave his mic open. Let's see. Corey, you there, babe?
Yeah, what's going on, KO?
What's going on, Corey? How you been, babe?
I'm doing all right. Just calling in to say what's up to you. I ain't talked to you in a minute. What's going on, Tyson?
Hey, what's happening? You all right?
Yep. Hanging in there trying to brace this cold weather.
Shit, don't feel bad.
Man.
I'm right there with you.
Yes, sir.
Every time you guys say that, I get a chill in my spine, man.
Yeah, we should be down there in California. Hell with this cold.
Hell yeah, I'm tired of this shit now.
Yes, sir.
Now I got to put my sweatshirt back on. You guys said that cold stuff too much. Now it's in my head. See, So what else is going on, Corey? Anything good, babe?
Nothing, man. Just trying to get ready for racing season.
Yeah, Boom's got a big one going on in down in Louisiana, man.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and put my phone on mute.
Okay, man.
All right.
Jump in when you need to, man.
Okay, will do.
All right, man.
Yep.
Why? What's up, baby?
What's going down? Yo, with the East Side Stranglers. The new host of Friday Night. Yeah, we got a Friday Night show too now, Tayo. Strangler Radio, baby.
Yeah,
Strangler Radio, baby.
What's up?
Baby boy, what's up, man?
The Stranglers took over.
Yeah, slow motion, trying to make it, baby boy, trying to make it. Just trying to make it.
Yeah,
man.
I know. No, that's right. Tyson, what's going on? Kale.
What's happening?
Corey, Boom. What's happening, everybody?
We all doing good, baby, man. Glad you called in.
Think everybody's trying to stay warm except for KO and Boom.
Yeah, oh, man, shit, I'm up in West Thompson, man. It's cold, motherfucker, man. It's like 5 degrees, the wind chill, woo.
Wee.
Man. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, but, hey, tell your man if I tell everybody, man, just call in on Fridays, man. Support that Friday show, man.
Yeah, you know what? And that's what I wanted to do. I at the beginning of the show, I apologize to. I haven't gotten on the phone yet, but I made it public. I'm really sorry that I didn't make the show last night. I was planning
cool,
on it.
That's cool.
Just couldn't. I couldn't. I had a. What was going on? I'll tell you what was going on. A kid I coached.
No.
Neighbor, and he was a kid from, you know, neighborhood here. He went to Cal State Fullerton, played baseball. He got drafted by the Rockies, and he was in the farm system. And now he just got called up. He's leaving tomorrow, actually, to go to Arizona to play with the big ball club, to be with the Colorado Rockies. And his dreams are going to come true. He's going to have a shot at the majors. And that's where I was at last night, and I was there a little bit longer than we should have been, and I just couldn't. I didn't make it in to give him a call, but I will be on this show. I definitely want to support Joe. Cadillac Joe supported this show from day one, and you know, he, and I want to do the same for him, man. I want to be there for him.
Cadillac Joe.
Let me open.
The Stranglers are scared him.
Cadillac Joe, you there, babe?
They're not scared him.
Cadillac, you there?
He went off his show last night for about 30 minutes. I said, damn, what done happened? He was in the private room the longest, and I'd ever heard everybody been in the private room last night.
Man, the Strangler Radio went in effect, and there was no getting it back, baby.
Oh, no. All I heard, Cadillac, I'm going in the private room, and that was the last thing I heard from him.
It was all fun though, man. It wasn't nothing to be mad about. Yeah, but everybody called in, man. They said the same thing, man. They said we put on a good show. Everybody, man. Us, Cadillac. Who else? Baby Boy. Kev.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that called in, man. Everybody said it was a wonderful one, man.
Yeah, I was on that listening. Old Cadillac, smooth boy. That damn Cadillac know he can say some hell of a words, boy. That Cadillac be smooth. He reminded me of an old pimp back in the 60s.
No, I gotta start getting into that show, man. But you know what? Joe and I were talking last week. We're gonna have something for everybody, man. We're gonna take this to the next level. So stay tuned. Be listening, man. We may just decide to take over the airway. But no, Joe's been a great part of this show, you know, and always calling in, always keeping me laughing. I love having him on the show. His mic's open right now, but I don't know if he's away from his phone or he might be handling some business. You never know.
He got the music too loud in the Cimarron.
Damn.
Man, leave Cadillac alone, man. Cadillac all right, man. Cadillac all right.
But y'all
killing
the leg,
man.
Hey, man, y'all got me on the floor yet?
Cadillac good.
Am I on the floor? Am I on the mic yet?
Yeah, you open.
Yeah,
you're there,
open.
Baby.
Teo Russo, what's up, man? This is your brother from another mother.
What's going on? Did you hear me earlier, man? I apologize for not being on the show last night. I had a commitment.
That's somebody else, Teo.
Hey, Teo.
Come on now.
Teo.
That's my boy. What's
Teo.
Up? I'm
Teo.
Listening. Yes, sir.
This your Vega brother. This your Vega That's brother right. from oh, another mother.
Oh, there we go. What's going on, Jay?
What's up, baby boy? What's going down?
Nothing, man.
Man, I snuck through the back door, man.
That's all right, man. Hey, I told you had your seat was here waiting for you, baby.
Yeah, man. I want to say hello to Teo and all your other brothers out there, man. I'm just laying back. It was a great show last night. It was definitely a great show, the Cadillac show last night. Man, I was on the floor laughing. Man, y'all crazy as hell, man. That shit was funny as hell.
Cadillac gonna get them midgets on me.
Yeah, man, you go ahead and midgets out there, man. That Cadillac something else. I don't know where that son done at today. I ain't talked to him today.
Wait,
huh?
I just
mine?
In
his garage where it's supposed to be at. He was
drugged. No.
Yeah, how your car say, yo?
It's ready to go, man. It's waiting on a paint job. It's waiting on a paint job.
Oh, you got jokes, huh? I got six cans of Rattle Can Red over here.
That's right, man.
Come
and
get
you some. Tyson's been making all the phone calls out here for people not to sell me Rattle Can Red no more. I've been struggling. I got to go out of state to find it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I ain't been doing that, man. It looked like a coffee table in the garage. But it looked good, though.
Get that bad boy out.
No, I'm trying to shoot court this time, man. I just had a couple of obstacles in the way, and I got me a couple of good helping hands, and I think we're going to get that hot rod out.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of people after me. But they're gonna get my name right, I can tell you that.
I think so.
You know how I go, I'm gonna hit two or three on the rest of them go scatter like roaches. I'm gonna get away with it with about two or three maybe, but the rest go scatter.
Oh yeah. You get them two or three, the rest of them gonna go on a two step.
Yeah, well, see, I don't care. I go to the car shows. I look good anyway, so.
Hey, man, it's all about
it'll be all right. Yeah, that's all
it is.
You got to exterminate now. You just can't, whoop a few and don't whoop a many. You got to whoop many and goddamn, you do what I'm saying? Hey, go for the few.
Well, I might have to leave here and get on the highway. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. That's what probably, whatever your next move, make sure is the best one, because everybody out trying to hunt for your head. So, I'm hunting for your head. Shoot your ducks. Shoot your ducks real good. Yeah, shoot your ducks real good, and you ain't got to worry about everybody else.
Hey, baby boy, I hit one or two of them across the head. The rest of them gonna scatter. I promise you that.
Oh yeah, you hit them hard enough, goddammit, they gonna scatter like, oh, we don't want this.
So I already got my mind up. I'm gonna have to get on the road. I already know that. But that's
I heard. Oh yeah.
So they do too much crying here, boy. The highway is where it's at. The guys in the South having the most fun. They don't have all the steps in it. The guys in the South have a ball, man. And they can race their buddies and they won't have rocks
buddy
in their jaws, you know? Right. Yeah. I ain't gonna say we, but here there's a lot of that going on, man. So hell with that. Then you got all these corporations now. You got this club into this club incorporated with this club. And that's 15, 20 cars that ain't going to race because people going to be blocking it. So
exactly.
Hell with that. Get on the highway. Let me find it. Hey, man, you by yourself? Yeah, let's get it on. You don't have a corporation, but you do. Nah. Okay, well, we're going to have some fun.
You ain't got to worry about a game trying to get the one car.
Yeah, man. Them corporations, bro. The corporations, man. Just hear what I'm saying. Just hear what I'm saying. Corporations go kill grudge race. Watch what I tell you.
Yeah.
That's my 2014 saying of the year. Corporations killing grudge race.
Hey, Phil, this is Boom.
What's up, babe?
Man, I have to agree with that guy, man. We having fun down here South, man. We having fun. I'm on the highway now, leaving Don Mac's race, man, out of Hattiesburg, man.
Hey,
and,
Boom.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, you didn't hear what I said. I said the South is having the most fun.
Oh yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, we all have fun. I mean, y'all have a ball. Yeah, we do. Like I just said, I'm leaving a Don Mac race now, and we just had a ball. You know what I'm saying? Some guys, we came out, it was about 100 cars out there. I mean, I don't know if y'all ever been to a Chinese swap meeting. Man, there was Chinese guys walking around all day long looking for action, slinging money, and locking in, and doing everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Even if it didn't race today, he got a lot of lock-ins for the pre-Mardi Gras shootout, which Gadget and Big Clark and them have going on February the 28th and May the 1st. And
that's gonna be a good show.
It is gonna be a great show. It's gonna be a great show. Actually, they're doing it in Laurel this year. They're not doing it in Lena. They're doing it in Laurel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes from Hattiesburg, and I heard the track was a damn good track. I've never been there before, but damn it, I tell you, me and his squad with the street cars we got, we locked in with the LXX Mustang, the blue LXX Mustang. We locked up with him with our LS Firebird. With Mo Jesus Firebird, we locked up with him tonight. It's actually a 300 on 1500 or better. But it was another $100 added in that the guy was in our run mode. So it's actually $800 lockup that I got in my pocket. And for us having racing each other, man, down on each other as we go down here, and guess what? They're winning. And they, like this is Don Mac beat eyes and them and their Mustang. They wrecked the Mustang, after they crossed the 8th mile, they wrecked. And guess what? I sold Don Mac. We're going to do it again.
Amen.
Won that race? Yeah, Eyes and Don Mac raced the date, and it was Don Mac race, and they've been locked. They've been on the internet beefing with each other. Eyes is the governor of Louisiana. Mississippi, and Don Mac is the king of Mississippi. So it was two kings in one place at one time. So they had to handle business,
Man,
so it was
Hey, that's what it's about. That's a great rivalry there.
Oh yeah.
But I'm just now leaving the track, man. The track been up since 7 o'clock today, AM. And yeah, we've been having fun all day today, man. Guys been going down. We had a lot of street cars, the Chargers and Camaros. Oh man, we've been having a blast today. They've been getting in too. They always gambling too, man. It might not have been for 5 or 6 thousand. They were gambling for 500 or 1,000.
I don't have it. Uh-oh. Sound like he dropped off.
That's good betting now.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep you going, shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime you get your money back from traveling, food, gas, you get your money back, that's a free trip.
Oh, yeah. That's a good day. That's a good weekend now.
Amen.
I'm coming down there and drag racing them guys, man. I want no just because I showed up because I'm from the Midwest and I came down to the track. And I want you to pay me because you promoted the show. And I came down there for an event. Now I want you to pay me because I came down. I ain't no headliner. If I am a headliner, I don't care about that. I'm coming to race.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're supposed to do, bro. The real, man. That man just said the realest thing, man. Real talk, man.
That's about the love for racing now. Something you love to do. That's what it's all about. Sometimes it's a lot of politics, and this stuff sometimes. But this, this is what we all love to do. Ain't none of us got no sponsors and... You know what I'm saying? We all got overhead families, and this is our little side change we're going to have fun with. Win, lose, or draw.
Yep.
Hey, guys, sit tight, man. I gotta open up some, man. We busy, man. We blowing up right here. I got to get some more mics open.
Good.
Let's see. Hey, bro, what's up, babe?
Yeah, that's Murder Nova. Is this Tayo?
That ain't Murder Nova. They don't have the yaya to call it.
You got the back tie, Murder Nova.
I'm going to call y'all back.
No, lock in. That's what you do.
630-018. You there?
Hey, what up, Tayo? This is Twan, T-I-G from Chicago. What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Nothing. I'm bringing that cold weather back right now.
You bringing what?
I said I'm bringing the cold weather back to California right now.
Oh, no.
Hey,
no,
I got
there are laws against that.
I got a whole load. I need you to meet me in Southgate right at Chad's shop Monday morning.
Are you going to Chad's right now?
No, I'll probably be over there Monday sometime when I get done unloading. I might go by there Monday. I was just over there last week though.
Well, yeah, you know what? Let me know when you're out this way, and we'll head out there.
Yeah, for sure. I was over there right before he went to Vegas. That Thursday, Wednesday before he left to go to Vegas last week.
Oh, okay.
Yep. What's going on with you?
I was hoping Chad was gonna call up. I know he's got the motor out of his car right now, and he's waiting for the turbo motor to be done. So I'm hoping that he'll have one of them done that will come down to Boom's Race in a month.
Oh yeah.
I want to try to get down to Boom because the one thing I know Boom's going to be having down in his, besides the cars and the crowd, I know there's going to be food down there, and my fat ass wants to eat.
Yeah, I heard that. But I just called in, man. I'm sitting back supporting your show, just listening in on what's going on.
Oh, well, heck yeah, man. Stay on the line, man, if you want. If we get any background noise or something, you guys just mute your mics. Just stay on the line, because I don't like muting mics. So then chime in when you want.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Tell them guys out of Chicago, they can come down. They invited to the festivities too. Cause I know Bill's coming down. I think Bill's got a new street car. He's coming down from Chicago and patronized me and Jay Vaughn Race on March the 15th. So tell them guys they got a first invitation also to come down, man.
Biz ain't from Chicago no more. Biz moved to Georgia. He not from Chicago no more.
Biz got kicked out of Chicago.
Oh,
man. Yeah, but yeah, man, we got a lot of guys coming out to support this race, man. And this race has always been big since we created it. It's a race of man all around the life of all people from all different states of the United States comes in, man, and have a blast, you know.
K.O. Russo, you homosexual. K.O. Russo, you homosexual. This dog, what's up, baby?
Oh, what's going on, Willie Dog?
Hey, look here, man.
I can't talk much.
Yeah, I can't talk much because I'm on the road. But Grudge just had their banquet, man. I thought maybe somebody would have been called Jay Barnes and got some results on that the banquet that they just had down there in Atlanta, the Grudge banquet they just got through having.
Who got Grudge Racer of the Year?
901 Bad Boys got it.
Damn right they did.
Congratulations, Wick.
That's what I want, my boys. 901 down on their head.
Yeah.
Dog, I know you're driving and everything, but I want to tell you this. From the get-go, I was on the 901 bandwagon. I felt they deserved it. I told them that they deserved it, and I also told them that I thought that you should be nominated for the best show of the year because you put on some outrageous shows, brother, and I love every single one. I always listen. I catch them on the internet, and I think you do an absolutely fantastic job, brother.
All right, well, Tazo, I appreciate that, and I did get the talk show of the year, but what I did was I gave it to the type man because I said y'all never did get no prerequisites on what a talk show host should be, even though I believe in my own mind I do a pretty good one because I always try to have some kind of structure to the show before we start all the bullshit and everything. But I did get the talk show host of the year, though. I did get that. So,
Good deal, man. Good deal. You deserve it.
Congratulations, yeah. Dog. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks. And I emceed the show. We had probably maybe 100 people there, 125 people. It was a pretty good damn little show there. I mean, it started off a little slow, but it ended up in a bang, though. So I think everybody had a good time, you know. Of course, you know, we got some disgruntled people about who got what or whatever, but, you know, that's always something. You can't satisfy everybody. But overall, I get a A-minus. I get an A-minus overall. It was a pretty good show. All right, Tayo, you got some background noise. Look here, Tayo, I'm listening to the show, but I'm going on mute because I got background noise on the road there. I love all y'all, man. I'm on mute there. Right, y'all take care of me. All
right, dog. Hey, congratulations,
Father. All right, Godfather. Hey, Godfather. Godfather, it's Boom. Godfather, before you go on mute, this is Boom. Hey, give me a call. This is Boom. Give me a call. First, I want to say congratulations, Godfather, and I hate it so bad that I couldn't make it to that good thing, man. And I was going to mention it later on down the line, but I had took up so much air time.
Yeah. Is this Boom? Hey, Boom.
Yes. Give me a call. You got my number?
Okay, yeah, but hey, Boom, but hold on. I want you to give a report. Somebody said that Rick down there.
Yeah, okay, the report, I gave the report, but I'll give it again since you didn't hear it, Willie. Kingdom Mac. Eyes, asshole out. Eyes, after the 8th mile, race the truck.
Damn. Did he mess it up bad?
No, the car's not bad. The wreck was better than anything, but the car's not bad. Matter of fact, here was 2 or 3 rims. And that's the one of the drag raider, and I got a drag raider on top of my roof in my shop, so with 5 pairs on it.
I mean, Eyes is okay, though. Is Eyes okay?
Eyes is okay. Eyes is good. I shook his hand. I talked to him personally. His words was this. His pride is hurt worse than anything else. So, you know, but like I said, the truth of the fact is, right away, y'all will see the video. Somebody will be posting the video. Cody treated him, and you know he was trying to make grounds up on the other end, and it got they ran. It rained yesterday, and the track was supposed to have been leaking water back up to it, and I think he got it on the water.
So in other words, Don Mack won a race, and I still wrecked him, huh?
Oh yeah. After they crossed the veins, then he wrecked.
Yeah.
He hit his wall first, then he come from his wall and went across lane and hit the other wall. It looked bad. But what about you? You got my phone number? You got my number?
I got your phone number, but I'll holler at you later on, probably tomorrow, probably. But I want to say one more thing before I get off. I want to always thank Teo Russo, because he always get people come on the show, and he let them have much time if they want to. And Teo, continue to do what you do, brother. I'll be listening. I don't push the win button that much, but I always be listening, brother.
Well, you know what, Willie? I appreciate it, man. Hopefully, I'm going to see you at Boom's race, Matt. We're going to try and make it down there.
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be trying to bring 2 cars to Boom race. We're supposed to be trying to bring Biz to Davis. We're hoping now. Like I said, I don't want to get no false advertising, but Biz got a... He got a race car and a street car. We tried to bring both of them. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to lie to nobody. I don't know whether we're going to be sure we're going to have them finished, but we damn sure going to be trying, and we're going to be trying to be at full race down there and don't follow race people.
There it is. And that's the way I promote.
Congratulations, Godfather. Congratulations.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. I told you, Cadillac, I don't know where the hell you've been. They've been trying to give you props all night. Your ass was out there playing with them goddamn midgets.
Nah, man, Cadillac's been working, man. I've been working the plow, man. They got me going, dog. We got snow up here. We ain't got dry land like y'all, man. Cal wearing them south.
I heard a couple of brothers talk about we'd be having a good time down in the south. You're right about that. Tomorrow we'll be over at the goddamn house. It's going to be 67 degrees tomorrow. Perfect weather. We're going to be over there kicking ass. I'm going to go there and see if I kick Tony Vines in his ass again. I fucked him up down there last week. I'm going to see if I fuck him up again this week.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. Hey, dog, do one thing for me. Kick BET one time for me, man.
BET was at the banquet down there, at the Grudging banquet. He was out there showing out and everything. And like I said, man, we had a lovely time down there. We had a whole bunch of guys. A whole bunch of the guys out of Texas came out, too. The Birdman crew out of Texas came out, and they won a couple of awards out there, man. So we had representation all over the place, man. We just wish more people could have showed up, but it was okay, though, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. That support. Boom, what's going down? Cadillac on the line with KO. What's up, KO?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, baby boy?
What's happening, man? I'm sorry I missed the show
slow
last
motion,
night, man.
Slow motion. We got the slow motion around here. We got slow motion. Baby boy got slow motion.
Hey, it's all good, man. Just checking in, man. They've been having me working, man. I've been working all day with this truck, man. Man,
You know what James Brown said, right, Cadillac?
Yes, sir. He said, hey, you don't do no work. You don't got no business to eat, man. You can't eat now.
But you're making that money then. So what you do, Cadillac, send one of them bitches over here with some couple of dollars I can borrow from you.
Hey, man, them bitches already got them boots on. They full. They say, text me already. Tell my daddy, come get this check. I got your check, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Kevin, you still on the line, Kev?
That goddamn Cadillac.
Man, I got to bring it in, baby, let you know what it's tacked, what it's right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going down, man. It's just snow, boy. This snow is, woo.
Man,
my girl,
I'm so tired of this goddamn snow.
It's all right about this snow. I love it. I ain't complaining about it. That's for sure. I'm taking the man upstairs. I'm in it because I'm winning it because I'm on top to see it. You heard me?
For sure.
Real top, bro.
For sure.
Hey, we're going to have to give all of, I want to congratulate all the winners at the Grudge Inc. Banquet
for the war, 901 got it, so you know, man, that's a good thing. Yo, Whit, man, Whit, bad boy, man, he legitimate 901 bad boy, man, I gotta get to that brother, man, that brother on top of his game, man, he will engage with anybody.
Look at this, man, you're good people, man, on the G factor because the man engaged. The man, like he said, he lines his ducks up, and if one duck get out, he's got another duck that will. So that's all it's about. That's about having fun, man, doing what you love, man.
That damn wicked way, man. I like his style. Wicked get down.
I got to tell you, man, when probably around November-ish, we had a debate on you know, Grudge Racer of the World. And I made no bones about it where my vote was going. You know, I felt that he was the busiest man in Grudge Racing.
Oh, man,
you know,
I made up, man, way before then. Hey, that was in September, man. That man engages, man. He engages. The man engages.
Anytime you go to a track, man, and you see all three of his cars getting down, and Grudge Racing, all three of his cars getting down, man, that man ain't playing.
At all, man. You know.
He ain't playing. All you say is which one you want to race. That's it. You're locking in.
And that's the reason he won it. That's the reason he won it because the respect level of him being a drag racer, a completely 100% drag racer, I'm going to engage with you. I ain't got much, but I'm going to engage with you what I got.
I'm going to tell you what really took it over the top. When he was in Florida, he only brought two cars down there. They was talking shit about King Kong. Oh, we going to fuck King Kong up. That man
went and
spun and got that car to come down there and race. Now, if that ain't a motherfucker that love what he do and like the Grudge Race, shit, man.
Hey, that's real talk, bro. Now, you said a whole lot right there, bro.
And told him, man, bring this car down here. We got to whoop some ass.
Hey, gentlemen. We have the Grudge Racer of the Year on the line.
Yeah, baby.
We got the 901 bad boy, Mr. Wick. Mr. Wick is on the line.
901. What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, I like that boy. I want to be the first to tell you congratulations from the shot from the Windy Man.
Thank you, Chad. I like your boy. I like your style. Thank you. Hey, Whit. This baby boy from West Side Chicago. Put that in Big Baba name, man.
Yeah.
Put that in Big Baba name, man. Real talk.
Yeah, I dedicate that to Big Bopper, man. Big Bopper was a big inspiration for us, for Grudge Racing. But I do want to say we just left the banquet. It was a great banquet. Grudge Jane put on a good awards banquet. Food, all the food was good. Dog did a good presentation and kept everything in order like he always do. He made us laugh. He made us want to cry on some stuff he said, but like I said, Dawg did a good job what he did. J Bond, Soul Killer, gave us a good venue to enjoy ourselves at. The food was good. It was a great war show, and I do want to appreciate all the fans that voted us in for the 2013 Grudge Race of the Year. We appreciate it. We're gonna do our best to. Hold that throne. We're gonna try to go at it again for 14. We don't know what it might bring, but you know God made us strong and made us able to travel and race in certain places. So we got to thank Him too. But like I said, man, it was a good year. It was a good event. A lot of people couldn't miss it. Truck driver, he did a lot of work, you know, to keep everything to orchestrate this thing. And like I said, man, it was a good event, man, and we all need to participate in this kind of stuff. And I think every year, to me, my opinion, it should be a different Grudge Race every year. If you look at what the one man did, and you try to do more than what he did, it should obviously be another man in my place next year. Not that I want it to be, but to make Grudge Racing better, it should be another man. Doing what Tony Bynes do every year to make it a different man every year. Yeah.
Hey, Wick, you got Mr. B on there. He want to congratulate you. Mr. B wants to congratulate you.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's up, Wick?
What's going on?
Hey, congratulations, man. And on what you just said out there, you know I got to disagree with that. It really shouldn't have to be another man. If you deserve it 10 years in a row, you should win it 10 in a row. If you don't deserve it,
you're right.
Right.
You
know, that's what I'm saying. Now, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying don't give it to the guy who deserves it. What I'm saying is, if it would make Grudge Racing more better if a different man step up and try to do it, you know, try to win it, you know, it'll make more racing more.
You know, it's my vote that puts you over, right?
Huh?
You know it was my vote that put you over.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I agree with him. If you got that, and if you can keep on doing what you're doing and can't about to do it no better, I don't give a damn you win it every damn good for the next 20 years.
Right. No, I understand that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog. But I'm saying it would make it better if somebody else step up and try to do what, you know, for the Grudge Game, what we doing for the Grudge Game.
Yeah.
And it just make it better
yeah.
for everybody. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Hey, wait.
I said I'm not going to try. I'm going to try to win it again. But it need to be another man on the side of me trying to win it, not just Cole Killer, not just Tony Bynes. Not just Tony Wright, you know. Anybody, you know, it could be Don Mack. It could be Boomer, you know. Whoever it may be. I think it'll be making better if anybody to strive hard and try to win it because it was a nice award to win. I feel real good about it. I feel how Tony Bynes is so
what would make it better? What would really make it better if Jay Barr simplified the rules?
Hold on. Let me break it in one more time and tell all y'all on the radio stuff. One thing about Wick now, like he said, he deserved it. Not true to take him third, just like Kill. But you know what he did? He had his whole crew up there. Wick didn't go up there by himself, patting himself on the back. Wick had his entire whole crew at the doggone banquet with him on the stage when he got his award. So Wick, props to you for recognizing your whole crew, Wick.
Yeah, he did what I told him. He did exactly what I told him to do.
Yeah, I appreciate it, y'all. Yeah, I appreciate it, too, man. I appreciate everybody, man, all the fans, all the promoters, the track owners, the Grudge Racers themselves, for giving me the action, because without them, you know, I wouldn't be able to win it without nobody beside me. So, you know, like I said, I want to thank everybody, man, for doing what we do to try to make this grudge racing the best that we can make it, make it the best sport we can, you know, for us. The talk shows, everything, you know. It's a lot goes on with this. A lot comes with it, you know.
Well, you know, Whit, I want to tell you something, man. I'm happy. I'm happy because the two guys I felt that deserved, I thought that Dog should have had it for the show, doing the shows, and there's no miscommunications how I felt of who I was pulling for Grudge Racer of the Year. And I'm so happy for you, brother. I want to say that from the bottom of my heart, man. I'm really, really glad that you won. I'm proud of you, man. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do in 2014, man.
I appreciate it, Theo. Yeah, you've been with us since day one, Theo. I can't say you're not just jumping on the bandwagon. You've been with us since day one. So I appreciate you, you know. And like I said, I appreciate your show. You always never postpone your show. You always have a show that will always come on. And like I said, Lee shows is a lot, has a lot of influence on Grudge Racing, and we need them. And like I said, man, we just really appreciate the game, man. We really appreciate it, and we're gonna hold this throne, and we're gonna stand up on it. We're gonna try to make this thing better, and try to do it again. You know, BET helped us out a whole lot. I want to thank him,
Who finished second, Wick? Hey, Wick, who finished second?
Yeah. They didn't do it. It wasn't no second, third, or fourth thing.
The top two, the top three vote getters were Greg White and Brian Time, if you really want to know.
Right, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, Cole Killer.
I agree with that.
Where's your Rick? I said Cole Killer.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to start deleting these sound bites. No, man. Like I said, wait. You know, man. I've been high on you guys and you guys, and like I said, man, it's just deserved. You know what I mean? Even after, from day one, man, when the racing started last year to the racing end, there was a 901 car in every race. You know what I mean? And that, to me, that's what Racer of the Year is. And you know, I feel that, you know, you're the undisputed champion. There is no second guessing it or why him, nothing like that, not in my eyes anyway. Now, if you didn't win it, this would have been a different show tonight, because I would have been up in somebody's ass. I'm glad you won, man. I think it's well-deserved, and yeah, the right man got it right.
Hey,
Whit. Well,
I think.
Hey, Whit.
What's up?
Baby boy, man, can I ask you a legitimate question?
Yes, sir.
Would you whoop any motherfucker around here, pulling around, talking about here on 28 to 29 as you right?
I didn't hear you say, would I whip him?
I ask you, would you whoop him if you on 28 or 29? How you come to that? How you drive every day? Would you engage with
him? I can't even understand you.
I got some background noise. I'm trying to find it right now.
Yeah. Now what you say again?
I said, would you whoop anybody on 28 or 29, a street car you drive every day down the street, taking the kids to school, anything, would you engage with anybody? And you feel like you're right?
Yeah, I'll get it than anybody. Yeah.
And that's the reason you won it right now today, bro. And congratulations, man. I'm proud of you and your race crew and having time, your family putting up with you, leaving home and you not seeing your family and stuff like that. That means a lot, kid.
Yeah.
You know? You know,
I appreciate it, baby boy. I appreciate it,
baby. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's a lot going, you know, you just trying to get down the road, you know, trying to raise somebody, but, you know, your family miss you too.
Yeah, actually, it's my son's birthday today, and they had a birthday dinner today at home, and I had to miss it to be at the...
I know you want to be there more than anything, but
but they
due
understand
to the fact what you do, man, real congratulations to all you boys out of Memphis, man. Love from Chicago. We love you. Keep on doing what you need to do, and like you said, it makes girls racing more competitive when you got beat you at a track or whatever, make me the next girls race of the year. And you make so much sense, dude, when you talk, man. And that's why I respect you and I love you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate you understanding what I was saying. Yeah, I wasn't saying that I shouldn't win it if I deserve it. I was just saying that if any man step up, it's a great award to win. You know, a lot of people just say, well, it ain't number girls race of the year. Award ain't nothing. But to me, saying that I'm the girls' race of the year, it means a lot to me, you know, because, it's not an easy award to achieve, you know. You got to get out here and you got to race people. And that's the fact, that's the definition of being a girls' race. And I can understand what Tony Bynes went through and where he came from and where he's going, you know. But like I said, it was a great award to win. And I'm really glad that we won it, you know. And like I said, we're gonna try to do what we can do again. We're gonna do it again.
100.
Hey Tyson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what, man? I think our show has just arrived, man. I got the talk show host of 2013 and the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year on my show. How you like that, baby?
That's what's up there.
We done a ride now.
That's what's up there.
And you know what? Like I said, man.
No. Hey, K.O. telling the damn lie. Because, T.O., you arrived when you first come on, man. I told you when you first got your show, man, I appreciate what you was doing because you always took both sides and stuff. You always tried to understand both sides and give an understanding of it. And that one time when you took something one way, I told you to look at it again. You went back and looked at it again, and you found out you might have jumped the gun, and you came back as a man and apologized. And also, I want to say one more thing before I go back on mute. Baby boy, what's up with that ugly-ass motherfucking head, boy?
What? No, dog. Hey, dog. You remember when you came to 41, the No Limit Drag Race?
Listen, this the wrong baby boy.
This the real one. Remember,
okay, you the one from Chi-Town then.
Right, remember I came up to you and BET, and I told BET, somebody got to win and somebody got to lose?
Yeah, you were stupid now trying to, okay, I got you, brother, I got you, two of y'all, sorry, mother.
Right, and I told, BET, he mad at all that, though. I think Tony Bynes got whooped, or somebody got whooped. And
yeah, Tony Bynes got his ass on too out the socket. I'm going to catch Tony Bynes out the socket all this year. But anyway, I'm going back on mute because I got this road dog. But K.O., hey, K.O., we respect you from the word go, man. Do what you keep doing, brother, because you're 100, man. Keep it like that.
Thank you, Willie. Thank you so much, babe.
Hey, Teo.
Yes.
Hey, this is Big Fern, man. I just want to say what's up, and I want to congratulate the Hogs and win on their winners today, man. They definitely deserve all of that, man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Wick.
I think Wick dropped off. Oh, he's still there.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, if Wick ain't fell off, you know what Wick doing, y'all. Y'all know goddamn well what Wick doing if he ain't fell off.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to blow one with you, Blit. Wick, for you. Congratulations, man. This is Big Fern. Hey, y'all, we all in the fire room. Can't nobody hear us. We in the fire room. I didn't want nobody to know it, but we them got thrown out the hotel, man. They had to change hotels, man.
So did.
Goddamn right. If they don't respect you, you won't head lead their ass. That's right, brother.
Yeah, we get thrown out the room. We got thrown out the place, the damn banquet place here. Yeah.
Goddamn right. They got to respect the smoke.
Hey, them wet towels up under the dough didn't work, huh?
Hey, dog.
Yeah, I know the man came and got me. That's why I pointed it out to you. Don't go see you, man. I couldn't. I know what you're talking about, dude.
Did you see DJ Grin in BET?
Wrestling. Hold up, they got into it, too?
They got the wrestling in there, yeah.
No, I ain't see that guy. Who won that?
I ain't tell you. Let me tell you what happened. First, you know, DJ Grant, his bodyguard with him, right?
Yeah.
We all ragging and messing with his bodyguard. So I was going to wrestle his bodyguard for $1,000, but I was all the time bluffing. So by that time, some kind of way, they said DJ Grant, BET, they said DJ Grant bought the bodyguard for BET. So they said, well, DJ Grant, BET, meet the wrestler, goddamn, for $1,000. Before you can get $1,000, I got them BET and took his shirt off and then dumped DJ Grant, right? So after he dumped DJ Grant, BET turned around because the owner got mad and thought they were for real, dog. And we would have to let him know, no, they just playing. So BET was like, headed out the door, I guess, to play some more, and DJ Greg, goddamn it, got BET from behind, goddamn it, dumped BET from behind, goddamn it. So they 1-1 right now. They got to break the tie. So we don't know where they gonna happen there, but they would turn up in that motherfucker though.
It was a nice show. It was just playing.
Huh?
Hey, Whit. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Whit.
Yeah.
I got a surprise for you. Hold on. What's that?
What's going on?
The dog got that. Hell, I thought you were going to wear a coveralls.
Man, where the hell you at?
Man, I'm going to go. I'm going to hit my dog. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm going to hit my dog.
What the hell you doing over there?
Man, I told you I had a hot one I had to go on.
Yeah, you didn't get no damn award.
I told you. They're going to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
I'm all good. I ain't worried about it.
Yeah. Well, nephew done won about 2 or 3 of damn awards, though. We got the grudge race of the year. You had a baby.
That damn Matt called me, and nephew told me a lot. Matt called me to my stones, and he didn't think nobody but his mama.
Hey, nephew, wife, and call and tell him, thank me. He said, I thank my mama. Thank me. He thanked his mama about 5 times. Boy, I bet you he need to take her that trophy.
Wow.
Yeah. He thank you, though. He thank you, too.
Hey, man, was Sleepy down at the awards?
All right,
man. I'm going back on mute, man.
All right, dog.
That was a legend,
right deal.
Was Sleepy at the award?
You said what now?
Was Sleepy at the award?
Nah, he wasn't there.
Ground for Pound won Grunge Race of the Newcomer of the Year, though.
Who did?
Did they win this whole year? Newcomer of the Year, Ground for Pound won that, yeah. They win. Yeah.
Let me say this, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, let me say this, because I heard the topic coming a few minutes ago. I don't think no one that voted during the course of this event taking place, coming up to this event, I honestly don't feel that no one that was for anyone else, I got one with you, I honestly feel that no one that was for anyone else other than you giving the award was against you. They just feel like what others were doing, such as the Cold Killer talk, was just so unheard of. I've heard many of them say that it would not be an injustice. I don't think no one thought it was an injustice by you winning. I think everyone that said Cold Killer should win felt that you were justified in winning if you win.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree with that, too, B. I agree with that. You're right about that.
Why don't we?
Well, how you know it's a human?
I don't think there's anybody that was upset with this, with him winning.
Can you hear me,
Troy?
Can you hear me, Troy?
Yeah.
Troy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I was just making sure you could hear me, Troy.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Troy.
Yeah, I say that because, you know, for a person to call in and say congratulations to you now, you know, in these upcoming shows, I'm getting out front, really, because you go hear someone saying, oh, he's jumping the bandwagon now. You know, my grandbaby said congratulations, Rick. It's not going to be a bandwagon jump. It's just, you know, you deserve it. And I don't think no one feel like you are undeserving if you win.
I heard a rumor that the Grudge Host show on Saturday nights was getting the 901 T-shirt. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
hey, Whitney, big firm. I say, y'all get any lock-ins this year?
No, we got Brian Davis locked in from March 8th, Mike Hill's race. Other than that, we hadn't locked nothing in. I think some guys locked something in at the banquet. I think we locked in Tony Wright and Cold Killer and a bunch of guys. They were doing a lot of arguing, and I think some did get locked in. I'm not sure what race, but I think some did get locked in.
You know, I was telling Jay Barnes earlier in the year, and I think I might even said something to Dawes one time about it. Is that the banquet? It shouldn't be called a banquet. It should be called the Players Haters Ball is what it should be called, because everybody's just hating on everybody when they get up there, want to race and get going. You guys can't just let it lie down for a night and enjoy yourself. Someone got to be locking in sometime. The Grudge Racer Player Haters Ball. That's what it should be. Getting all kinds of background noise. Kev, you ain't found it yet?
Hey, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Man, can you play? You ain't gonna do shit for me one time for Whip, man. For the Grudge Racer, you here?
We're
gonna
put that
on. Hey, Whit.
Hey,
Whit. Hey, what's up, Cadillac? What's up, Cadillac? You ain't gonna do shit, nigga. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit.
That's for me to you, Whit. Hey,
Whit,
that's from me to you, baby.
Wow, okay.
That's what you just said. Whit, next time somebody
trying to lock in, you ain't going to do it. I bet you won't do it. I bet you won't do it. I guarantee you ain't going to do it.
Because both really.
You got knocked the fuck out, bitch! Yeah!
Hey,
put all of it on it. Put that
intro
on there. Put that intro on the
grudge race of the year.
Cadillac.
Yeah, baby.
You was at the round table last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, that was Strangler Radio.
That wasn't no Strangler Radio, man.
Strangler came through there, Strangler everybody.
Shared it with the Stranglers, man. The Stranglers came through. Them Stranglers, they all right with me. So, them Stranglers, they did what they supposed to do, man. Yes, they were the
best. Hey, man, Strangler Radio, Friday night. Tune in, 7 o'clock.
Tune in, baby, 7 o'clock on the Cadillac Roundtable, baby. It's on that
Friday. The Stranglers going to get Cadillac
Jim.
You say what?
Cadillac.
The Stranglers going to get Cadillac.
No. You can't do that, Messi. See, that's what I said about you Stranglers. See, y'all Stranglers just get disrespectful sometimes because you're trying to feel yourself. I'm trying to help you out.
It gon' get.
I come on, I open up arms to you. Now you want to try to cut my head off. But it ain't happening. I'm going to share it with you anyway. Come on. That's all you do, Stranglers. Come on, let me see if we can
Cadillac Joe. Watch your mouth, Cadillac Joe. Watch your mouth.
Hey, Tootie. LaRudy, watch your Tootie, boy, because you ain't got nothing coming, boy. Soon you got 3 months.
Stranglers all over.
Man, Stranglers, I ain't funny about them Stranglers. I come up in the Strangler camp today by myself.
Hey, man, are you left right out?
No. I've been there a while, baby. Hey, I went over to the baby boy.
I heard you went over there and brought a pizza, and you said you were sorry and left.
Go ahead, Cadillac.
Hey, look here. I went over there to the Stragglers camp. Man, they showed me love. They opened up arms, man. They said, Cadillac, man, we got you, man. We don't want no trouble, man. They don't want no trouble from the Cadillac.
Yeah, man. They said you went over there and you went over there apologizing.
Hey,
like, man. I'm sorry.
Nobody went over there apologizing. No, you see, you putting something else in on it because, see, you wasn't that. You want to start something, but that's okay. Keep it going. But when it comes down to the real talk, the Cadillac don't set the tone, baby. I'm going to set the tone. I'm going to go down on them. They're my boys, but at the end of the day, I'm going to knock their head to the white feet.
They said you came in Happy Pizza delivery car delivering pizzas and said you were sorry.
Hey, Cadillac, this is baby boy.
Yeah.
I think they get offended about you calling them Struggles. Can't call them Struggles. Just call them the Strangers. You can keep just
saying
call them Strangers, man.
Baby boy, check this out here. Hey, them Stranglers, sometimes fumbling. Because you know what I'm calling that? Because they do stuff out of the ordinary. So that's the reason I named them Stranglers. Them Stranglers. Them East Side want to be Stranglers. They want to be
Cadillac, you can't say that, not Cadillac.
Man, I got to say that about them Stranglers, man. I'm going down on them Stranglers.
Hey, listen. If everybody know, Cadillac just don't know about us East Side boys. But guess what? He in for a rude awakening. Trust and believe.
We keep coming, boy. Show shit stacking. Is Gris Grocery? I'm going to bet with the Cadillac, man. This baby boy, man. I'm bet with the Cadillac, man.
Baby boy, you make sure you come over there to the Stranglers and you motherfucking bring that money to us, boy, because guess what? I'm going to bet the gap.
Hey, dude, I told you, I'm betting you. Hey, I'm going to bet you on this guy. I got y'all money already, bro. Trust me, I already got y'all money. I'm going to get some more of y'all money because y'all sweet.
Blue
y'all
are
gone. Y'all are gone, man. Y'all just like two hookers on the, y'all like hookers on the radio. Y'all trying to go, baby, trying to get daddy that money. I got to have my money because you know I like my Cadillac clean. So I ain't mad at y'all, man. Get me my money and bring it to me. I want you to bring
it
to me.
You're going
to
pay the
lockup. You what?
You going to pay the lockup.
Who going to pay what lockup? I don't have no reason to pay no lockup, bro.
I bet you going to pay the lockup.
I bet y'all don't.
Yeah, okay.
I bet y'all pay no lockup. I bet y'all pay the lockup.
You
I bet y'all pay
the
lockup. Hey, boy, look in here.
Man, you better have an excuse for last 2 years,
man. I ain't got no excuse, man.
Dude, I ain't got no excuse right now. Every time we come through the standing lane, trying to pull your pants
out,
you stuck in red in the bush.
Hey, Eastside, I told y'all right now.
Every time we caught you in the standing lane, you duck and ran. You keep searching for the slow car, and it's missing, man.
Hold on, Eastside. I told y'all right now. If y'all want, we can sell this now. Y'all
can
want this right
now.
You can't go.
Around,
I say y'all can't go, man. Y'all can't go.
We can go.
You
can't go.
You can go. Let's lock in right now.
You can't go.
You ain't gonna do jack.
You can't go. You cannot go, man.
There's 12 inches of snow on the ground, Cadillac. How you gonna lock somebody in? There's 12 inches of snow on the ground.
Man, it's 10 inches of snow on the ground. Look at this, 10 inches of snow on the ground, but we got trucks and vehicles and enclosures. We can go where it's warm at, baby. And like you, Timo, you got to stay in the bushes. You got to stay in the bushes, Timo. Nobody talking to you. You just lay on your stomach and don't toot it up. That's what you do, Timo.
Gonna make you lay on your back, that way.
Man, look at here. I'm going to put it all on your top of your head.
I'm going to make you lay on your back with your legs in the air. I'm going to make love to you.
No, you're not. I'm going to put one of the midgets on you and make you stand up and put your feet up in the air. That's what I'm going to have the midgets do to you and get that cash. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to have them ladies behind your head.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you what time it is, boy. Y'all don't want these troubles, man. Y'all think y'all want these troubles. Y'all don't want this trouble. You rather go jump on the bed than to mess with me, baby. Trust me.
Shit, a bear ain't that bad when you don't whoop the bear's ass before.
Say what?
A bear ain't that bad when you don't whoop the bear's ass before.
Yeah, well, you ain't whooped this before.
You gotta come out.
I'm out.
You gotta come out.
I'm out, man. I'm out. I'm out right now. I got my little Cimarron. I'm riding in right now. Looking for some trouble.
I knew it.
Looking for some trouble right now. Tootie came up in his Ford. He got scared with his Ford. What?
What is a Cimarron?
I don't know what no Cimarron is, man.
Everybody say a Cimarron. What the heck? That's the smallest kind that they make?
It's a tag Cadillac.
What the fuck is a tag Cadillac?
He is a Cimarron.
That motherfucker, they had a tire warp.
You know, like I told you before, man, when it's time to get this down, man, I want you on the starting line, and I want you to have your cash, man. And I'm going to let my driver do what he got to do, man. I'm going to stand there. I want you to pay me my money. I want you to bow down. I want you to get on your one knee, baby, and kiss that ring. That's what I want you to do. Well, you say your favorite color is pink. Did you tell me that?
That's your favorite color.
You told me that's your favorite color.
I heard you. I heard you put your car in the paint shop and put pink rally stripes on.
No. They told you put that on that old Mustang you get.
That's what I heard.
You told everybody it was white, but it was light pink.
Hey, your midges told me that. So your midges lying?
I would say what?
I said your midges told me that. So your midges lying?
My midges ain't told you nothing like that, man.
Okay.
My midges ain't told you nothing like that. Hey, and on thing they told you to get daddy money, cause you got to make your report, so that quota come in right, cause you know if your quota ain't right for daddy, you know what happened.
Hey, Kelly.
Then you got that pumpkin before.
Hey,
you ain't gonna do shit, nigga.
I know. That's what you say.
Hey, Kelly.
You say that's what you say.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah. Come on.
Can I ask you a question, this baby boy?
Come on with it, baby.
I was trying to see. You got some big head ass midgets with some big booties and hips and shit. What kind of, you got dwarfs or some shit, or you got midgets?
Hey, baby boy.
Hey, come on,
Travis,
man.
I ain't seen a midget yet. They ain't got a big booty. Hello?
LA.
Come on, brother,
yeah.
Slugger.
You say what?
The midget slugger.
Man, yeah. The midget's like that, boy. They land that thorn, boy. They be bent over, come about. Yay. Get it in.
I heard that like on the real, man. You cold motherfucker, man. You like 30 below zero with the wind chill. Minus 2 degrees.
Hey, man, hey, my midget so cold, man. When they be out there, dog, they don't need no heat. They grab them tailpipes, keep their hand wet, and get daddy his money. That's how daddy do. They know what they got to do. That's what I told them East Side cats. That's what I want. I want them to get that money, man. Get me my money. It's time. They've been woofing long enough.
Yeah.
They've been at daddy. They trying
midgets.
To raise
you better have them midgets out there getting all your money, because once the stranglers get through with you, you're going to be out there getting that money.
No. That'll never happen.
You're going to be out there a miniskirt with heels
on.
Hey.
Here's one thing about it. East Side came looking for me. I ain't come looking for them, so they got to pay. They got a hold to that salt and pepper. They didn't like that action. They got straight stunned out on both hits. I don't know what they was thinking, but I like how they was thinking and got me a check. They came and brought daddy his money. They didn't bring all of it, but they brought some. I let them slide a little bit because they green a little bit. They want to show out. You know how you got
yeah.
A young boy, he want to show daddy,
safe.
He want to show out for daddy. Let him know
I
he
still say my money with the Stranglers. They
what?
Don't got you just yet.
You say what?
I still say my money with the Stranglers. They don't got you this year.
Well, all you got to do put your money with them, baby. Come make a personal one with me, though. But before you go, put all your money with the Stranglers.
What's
make
up,
sure
fellas?
You put
this
something
big
in my hand
like you done started again. Cadillac, you done started again.
K.O.
Be started
hey,
again.
K.O.
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 I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah. Big term. It's 12 inches of snow. You know he gonna get started. Once he gets started, you ain't gonna hear
crazy.
From him.
What is wrong
hey,
with you?
Hey, Big Perm. Big Perm.
Man, come on.
What, man?
Big Perm. You told me whenever it's time, you told me you got me faded. Did you tell me that, Big Perm? You
man,
told me you gonna match me. You gonna cover me. Did you tell me that? I'm looking forward to that. So why I'm gonna add in the bushes? You talking my language. You talking about money. I like money,
man.
Big Perm. Big
man,
Perm, you know what, Big Perm? You can't get out your own way, but I like you, though. I like you,
damn.
Big Perm.
Damn, he can't get out his own way, Kyle?
He can't get out his own way, man.
Hey,
man,
Kimo, shut the fuck up.
Hey, man.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
Tayo, man. Hey, Tayo.
Yeah.
Please say, yo, man. No, I don't want to turn this to Strangler Radio, man. Please mute that dude, Mike, man.
No, man. No, man. No, man.
We strangle him. Hey, say, yo, every time he get on the mic, he start opening his mouth about us. We just strangle the radio, man. So I'm just trying.
I ain't open my mouth. I ain't open my mouth about you.
Shut
either.
Up, man.
Y'all came
go
on.
Back
hey,
in the bushes,
shut
man.
Up. Get on these
go
nuts.
In,
get on these
the
nuts.
Bushes,
that's
man.
What you do. Get on these
hey,
nuts. That's what you do.
Mr. Cadillac. Mr.
Yes,
Cadillac.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I talked to my homie earlier, right? I talked to Dancer earlier. He said any motherfucker come off of the south side of Chicago, he gonna hang with a small block, and he will run a motherfucker on spray or motor. And he got a 3,700-pound motherfucking car with a Buick motor, and he said, knock the ass
man.
Devil,
so get his ass baptized.
Man, tell him to come, tell him to come on, get him. Tell him to come get him. Tell him to come on, get
him. Tell him to come on down.
We're running the motor
on.
Hey, come on, do me that. Do me that. Tell him to meet us at 131. He can meet me at 131. He wants some Cadillac. Tell him to meet me at 131, man. He ain't nothing. He got a Buick. I don't respect Buick. Buick ain't nothing, man. Buick ain't nothing to me, man. Small block.
All I want
Buick. What?
You gonna run on
you
motor?
You say what?
What
you
gonna
run on motor?
Yeah.
You gonna run on the motor?
Yeah.
Well, he gotta give me. I can't run him on motor. I'm a spray. I'm straight up nice. I'm a crackhead.
He gonna run?
I'm a crackhead. I'm a crackhead. My car crack me. I can't do nothing.
Hey, tell that.
Yes, sir.
Ain't a big tire car.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Guess what, Tyson? He don't talk to none but small tire cars, though.
Yeah.
Wait. Hey, Tyson, hold on. Small tire cars come and holler at me. I ain't hollered at nobody, but I got something for you. I can get small on a big tire and a small tire. Now, I can accommodate
you. Hey, Tyson, you hear this clown on here talking about he got a big tire, big block car, and he wants a small
hey.
Block.
Yeah, I hear.
Listen, put some 28s on your car. You got head up action, motherfucker.
I got 29s on my car, fool. I got 29s on my
car.
Yes, I do. What you want to bet? What you want to bet? What you want to bet? Put your money where your mouth is.
28, 10,000 on your money.
I don't want no 28, fool. I just told you.
Shut the fuck up, dude. You ain't coming in.
Shut up.
Nobody saying. One at a time.
No, I can hear it all from over here.
Right? You've been begging for the break for 2 years, man. From a car on 29. You got some big-ass fucking bubble gum tires on your motherfucking car. Man, stop fronting, man.
1833.
Yeah.
Damn.
Stop fronting, man.
I think he went in the private room.
You
ain't
get more than one car, though.
I bet you a motherfucker better not hold a motherfucker goddamn a small block, goddamn gonna run a Buick, goddamn gonna make downs, goddamn pull your asshole out.
he don't want in the private room again, y'all.
No, I'm right here, man. The Cadillac right here, baby. The Cadillac right
hey,
here.
Hey, Cadillac, man, hold on, I'm finna get Dass on the phone. Hold on, I'm finna get him on the phone.
Get Dass on the phone, man. Get him on the phone, man.
I'm gonna make him blow your ass out. Hold on.
Man, do that, man. I want him to catch all this gas I got for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna run Cadillac from the track this year.
Man, that's what Cadillac wants you to try to do, baby. Y'all ain't got nothing to
say. This tank got so much action this year, man. He ain't gonna be there. Man.
Hey,
Lord,
real talk. Dallas should be the grudge race of the year for Chicago. I got to give it to him because he whooped a lot of motherfuckers that he ain't supposed to whoop, but he whooped them. He got away.
got away now.
Well, I know
hey, that's
Brown,
all that counts. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. You win it. And that's the whole thing. He got away from a couple of guys. He ground and pound, pooped and popped, and got away. He got away from ground and pound. Ariel, he won Ariel, goddamn you, you know what I'm saying? Got away.
What kind of car dance he got? Baby boy, what kind of car dance he got?
He got a Skylark.
A Skylark? What color is it?
Yeah. Goldie. Call him Goldie. Pimp Goldie.
They call him Goldie. Goldie.
Pimp Goldie.
Oh, listen, listen.
This is a cousin gonna whip your ass.
Well, I tell you what. I tell you what. I got to see what he's about. I trust. I got
he
to try that Buick.
Hey, he didn't pick up. He didn't pick up.
Well, tell him to call the show Friday night, man. Tell him to call the Cadillac show Friday night, baby.
Man, he got all the seats, all this shit work in the car, man. All this shit work in the man car, man. On the real, man.
Hey, look here,
Cadillac, man. I'm gonna make Dancer blow your ass out as soon as he gets dry.
Hey, you tell him to call the Cadillac show 374-715-9989 Friday 7:00. Tell
him to
call
him
and lock in on the Cadillac show. We can get this
dancing
on
Sanders. Man, the stranglers all over that man. The dancing on
Sanders.
The stranglers
is all over that man.
I love the east side,
man. I love the
east side. Soon the weather get break. I guarantee you motherfuckers these choirs and church mouse. You ain't gonna hear
Baby boy, you know what to say.
That man can ride, man, and I swear for living to God, he'll grab hold of one of you old ignorant ass niggas and get what's going on.
You already know what to say, man.
Just pull your ass out for you.
Hey, I ain't cutting them boards, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There was Dance on the other line. I got to hang up. I'm going to call y'all right back. I got them all.
Put Dance on, man. I'll let the Cadillac, man.
Hey, Cadillac, man. I've been seeing a Cadillac on one of the street cars we got.
See, there y'all go. Y'all ain't getting enough for the Cadillac, man. Y'all trying to get it on.
I've been scared to fuck you up one of them street cars he got.
I don't have no street car, man.
I'm talking about with your race car.
Well, I try, man. Tell me to get out. I try. I done raced Shorty before. I done knocked Shorty off before, so I try him again. I ain't tripping. Now, see, you stranglers all got quiet now. Told you, I don't want none of me, man. Trust me.
They ain't get quiet, just waiting on a breath.
Dancer, what's happening, Dancer?
Everything. What's happening with you?
Man, hey, they tell me that you wanna get next to the Cadillac, man. What's up with you, man? What you rolling? You got a Cutlass or Buick
Cadillac, you ran. I didn't say that, man, want to get next to you. This baby boy, Dancer. I didn't say that. What I said was this here. What he told me was this here. If a motherfucker got a small block, he going to run a motherfucker on motor. If you got a motherfucking car that you can run on motor, he will run your ass on motor. And that's what
I don't have no car. Wait, slow down, baby. Well, I don't have no car. I already stated I don't have a car that I run on motor. That's what I said, baby.
Listen.
You got a small block with a stock suspension. I don't care nothing about your tire size, none of that other shit. Get out on power, man. And I really don't like to do all this talking,
when the weather break and, you know, 41, I like, really like to run at Union Grove. When
man,
all that transpires,
we can go to 131,
I don't care
man.
Where we go. I don't care where
man.
We go. I don't care what we do. If you got a little block of, I'm
430. Bro. I ain't got no little
I don't
block.
Play, oh, listen, listen. If you got a conventional okay. head, big block with a stock suspension, I don't care nothing about you, man.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Boy,
now,
man,
I don't
have
no
break on the phone,
phone,
man.
I don't know. I hear you, bro. Listen, I'm at a little dinner right now, but I'm going to make these two statements. I'm going to get off the phone, and you got to take it and run with it. I don't care nothing about big blocks, short deck,
like you.
Conventional head motors like me. Now, I'm a stock block. I don't care nothing about your aftermarket block and your aftermarket head, but I'm stock block, stock heads, all Buick, 100%. If you stock suspension, I'm not caring about your tire. I'm not caring about your Merlin block. If you conventional head and short deck, all you got to do is show up at any track that I'm at, and you got
I like you,
action.
Boy. I like
boy,
you,
Gio, better.
I
I'm
like
not, I'm
you,
not getting
boy.
To the
like
rest
you.
Of that. I don't like to do all
like
the jaw jacket. All you got to do is show up at the track. Boy, gee, if it's five or six of you, I can run y'all all day.
I like you.
Win or lose.
I like you.
Now,
I like you, bro.
I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be at Big Sham's event June the 7th. I intend to show up at one of them events in May up at 131. Those
that's
are the plans. And not only me, not
at.
Only me, me and the Buick boys are showing up, and we're going to show
ooh,
out.
I
we're
like
going to show
that.
Y'all that you guys really don't have no horsepower. I don't think y'all, ain't none of y'all got no horsepower. Take the ball off them cars. I think y'all weak.
Mm.
And that's a true stock suspension, finished tire car with full exhaust on it, all the interior.
Mm.
Hey, now,
like
you show
that.
Up with a car like, listen, I'm going to make this statement, I'm going to get off this phone. If you show up with a car like that, full interior, full exhaust, stock suspension, don't care nothing about the tire size, I'm subject to let you up. Now, I'm done.
Well, I like you. You know what? You know what?
Please,
I'm going to catch you. When I'm going to catch you at the track, we'll talk about it. And we take
it. Really, we ain't going to have a lot to talk about, but when you catch me at the track, I'm going to have some money in my car. I want to race.
What,
I don't
want
to talk no more.
That's all
I
want.
I don't
want
to talk no more.
Have some money, baby.
Ask anybody on the phone.
We
all
know
that
life ain't going in. Don't talk to me.
Hey, Dancer.
Yo.
Listen, ain't no strain on the train.
And the cable is able. I'm jumping out right here, Dancer. I'm going back to my dinner.
I'll call you
when I'm down here.
All right. Okay. Hey,
Cadillac. Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, whenever y'all lock in, this big pun from the west side, this big pun. Whenever y'all lock in, me and you going to have a personal side bet, a thousand or better.
You don't know me.
You probably didn't see my face at the track, but I'm going to make you know me. When I get to the track, whatever race you and Dance will lock in on, whether it be on spray or whether it be on the motor, me and you going to lock in for a G or better. I don't give a fuck. I ain't even got to be there. If y'all lock in, me and you got a G or better. I don't give a fuck
bet
about
that.
On the West Coast.
You got that, man. I like that. See, I like y'all. I know how you West fans get out. I like that, man. They ain't got to be all that job. They let them cars talk for the money.
Damn, LA,
within the past 2 days, you done had about $5,000 worth of personal bets.
Don't worry about what the Cadillac got going, man. You have to bring a grip to the truck. Cover all them, man. Man, look at here. Don't worry about it. It's coming, baby. I got midgets, baby. I got midgets.
Man, I'm going to be the fuck one of your midgets. You better go ahead on that bullshit.
Don't care. Whatever you say. You just make sure you got some money.
Okay. We're going to see who... put the reverse lights on. We'll put the reverse lights on.
Bet that, baby. Bet that. Bet that. You ain't saying nothing. It's all good.
It was,
I like
it was
this
real
shit.
Quiet. It was real quiet when the man got on the phone.
It wasn't real quiet. It was. I let the man get off what he had on his chest. It's plain as day.
Who was that motherfucker say the other day, right? He was like, I don't care who got a small block. I don't care who got no race car in the Midwest. I'm going to come up. One of them boys from, was that Wayne?
That was Wayne.
Talking about he'll do anything to a motherfucker from anywhere in the Midwest. All he gotta do is knock that nitrous off of it.
Hey, man, look at here.
Hey,
we don't see, like I said, it's a bunch of bears out here right now.
We don't see where your man at.
Mics are open, Tyson.
Mike's open, man. Anybody knew no mics around here. Come on.
Hey, Tayo, man, we sorry for getting you up in the Chicago gunfire, man.
Hey, you know what? Listen, man, I've been watching this gunfight ever since I went to Milan in 2009, watching you guys go at it. Are you kidding me, man? You guys are like the Hatfields and McCoys.
You get caught, goddamn. You know you get caught, you know what's happening, right?
Yes, sir. That's why I keep my ass out
of the airport. Get your ass shot down.
Hey, Tayo. Yeah. All I got to tell you is if you come to Chicago, don't get caught east of the damn Rhine. That's all I got to tell you. Don't get caught east of the damn Rhine.
That's damn right.
You want to live? You come to Chicago, you want to live? You better stay your ass on the west side with us.
Right, and then I'm gonna go on the east side and fuck all the pretty women out there because now I got some pretty women on the south side of Chicago.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
It's on, boy.
Man, it's on like neck bones. I like that, man. I like that.
Man, that's my brother.
I heard you went to one of them strangler camps today.
Man, I can't, man. I'm always around those strangler camps, man. They're around my area, man. I come in, sit down, man. Talk it up.
You didn't come to the other strangler's camp, though.
No, I didn't get over there. I had some other stuff I had to do. I just stopped in. I was over there.
You knew better.
Strangler's all right with me.
You knew better.
I don't know nothing. I'm gonna show you the strangler's how I go.
Some honey on me. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
Say what?
You
talk
about fighting a bear,
pour
some honey on me.
All right. As I say,
Yeah, we'll I done told you twice. Yeah. I told you twice my car ain't ready. You talk about lock it in out of town. Soon as the weather break, boy, I'm going to be at your door locking some money in.
When the weather break, you know where I'm at. Come on, dude. We can do this, man. We can go to 131 and let's get it on. That's all
we got. We go wherever. We'll go wherever when the weather break. It'll be all right.
Whatever you bet, let's go. That's all I'm telling.
We'll look at your application to become a strangler.
After we run through you, we'll start looking at your application, bro. Man, I ain't no strangler, man. I'm a Cadillac, baby. I ain't never in no struggle.
We're going to take so much money off you from what you was, bro.
Them stranglers don't impress me, man. They good guys, that's all. They don't impress me. They ain't got nothing fast.
You had me waiting for a pizza yesterday and never showed up.
I'm going to be over there with that pizza. I'm going to be over there with that pizza, man. Trust me.
No, you ain't.
I know.
You ain't coming.
Would that be Chicago thin crust pizza?
Huh?
I said, would that be Chicago thin crust?
Yeah, it's going to be a Chicago piece. They want an east side piece. They want some,
Tell you, we're going to take you in the hood and get a piece. It's, with all the garbage on it, that's what I call it.
That piece you thinking about, Big
that's
Homie.
That's
Geodato, that
that's downtown.
That's some BS pizza. You get some home run in pizza, that's the good pizza. You get you a couple of pizzas that's, you know, in your neighborhood. That's good pizza. That old stuff shit, it's clogged in arteries and all that old shit up your house. Have a heart attack.
Man, I've been eating at Lenotti's. What's that place? Lenotti's? What's the name of that place, man?
Lou Malnati.
Yeah. Man, I've been eating some of that lately. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, Lou Malnati is good pizza.
Now you guys got me all hungry now. Now you start talking pizza right up my alley. Now I'm hungry.
You ain't lying, because there wasn't no snow on the ground. I'd go out this house right now. I'm going to lay it down.
Man. Well, you know, there's a place, because I used to go to Chicago, like I said, a Bears fan. I used to go to Chicago all the time every October for a football game. And there was a place that we ate out there. And it was off of where Michigan Avenue runs. It was to the west of maybe a couple blocks over. It was, you know, it was like an Italian, I don't even remember, it was so long ago. But they told me this was traditional Chicago pizza, and it was damn good, man. That's probably the best pizza I've ever had.
What are you talking about, Gino's or some shit.
You downtown. You ain't going in the hood. You ain't getting no good pizza. You gotta go in like the neighborhoods and get the good pizza. You can't like go like that's like tourist type pizza you eating. That's some garbage. That's some shit.
It was
that you
actually
don't
the place was actually like it was like a mom and pops kind of place. It wasn't like Well, I don't know all the kind of places that are out there, but it wasn't like something I've ever heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't a real big place either, but I'm always down to eat pizza, man. You didn't tell me twice.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, boy,
man, you guys
are
getting after it tonight, man. You guys are getting after it.
Baby
boy. Was it take off from last night?
Ooh, look at Shouty.
Go ahead.
Shouty, you should see my midgets, boy. They looking real nice, boy. They looking real nice.
Hey, man. Look, man. Me and my mother, I got a midget so fine and thick. I got a midget so fine and thick.
Look at Shouty.
Boy,
this girl got,
woo!
Boy, she got deep, boy. That's
listen,
what
man,
she got.
Listen, man, what mama asked you, say, what was she going to do with all that woman? She got ass everywhere.
I'm telling you, boy.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, RJ, I can tell you, I got to follow my mistress so they can get my money. You understand what I'm talking about? As long as they get my money, I don't care. It's all good, baby.
Y'all
Tiffany was
sick.
Tipping Duke.
Y'all some sick-minded individuals.
you just go lay on your stomach right now. That's what you do. What?
Now when's this all gonna take place? Everybody getting after everybody. When's it going to clear up in Chicago? That's what I want to know.
We don't know.
Hey, K.O., as soon as you let the weather go, man, it's going to be all right, man. Only thing you got to do is let it go and send it this way and so we can get down. That's all.
Well, you know what, man? You guys going to stay in that snow day because I ain't giving up my heat, man. I just ain't giving up.
I can tell that, baby. I can tell you ain't giving it up too quick. I'm going to mute for a minute.
All right, man. Yeah, he's got to go take that blood pressure medicine or something, man. Calm him back down. And make people get to drinking and shit on this show, man. He's going to turn into an AA show after a while. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad everything's going good out there in Chi-Town, man. Jay, you still out there? Jay?
Yeah, I'm laid
Jimmy,
back. Jimmy,
there,
babe? Yeah, I'm laid back.
That's a rev. Reverend Jay.
Did you get that wraparound spoiler for your car yet?
The Carl making it for me.
Yeah, I think I got to get with you. I got to give you a call tomorrow or something about getting one of them.
Yeah, it's 325 to your door.
Wow.
It comes in black, satin finish, and a polish. I got the polish.
I need one in rattle cat red.
You have to paint it.
Nice and
want
me some spray
cans. Yeah, I had to send you some.
Yeah, I had to line up all my primer, man. You won't let me have nothing.
Yeah, I hit it all. Yeah, I hit it all.
Hey, as soon as my car comes back from the shop, I'm going to spray my car, and then I'm going to get some paint on it and put on the painted by Tyson.
Oh, Lord.
Come on now. Hey, they got that. I'm telling you, they got that Vegas shootout in Kansas. Come on, Tyson, let's go.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm allergic to Vegas. I break out with chicken pox.
Come on now, man.
Oh, no.
All eight body shootout, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I might even have a chance at it.
I'll let you do that.
I tried to sell them out this way with that, but I guess they figured... I don't know how they do their general. They thought that was the center of the United States, so everybody could come from all over to Kansas.
I'll let you do that there.
Now I ain't gonna. There's another race we're going to. That same way. I think it's, I don't know if it's a Grudge Inc. race or someone's got a race that weekend. I'm going to go out of state. Uh-huh. I'm going to go there. I'll probably go there.
You don't care to car?
What's that?
You don't care to car?
Yeah. Yeah. The new motor's finishing it up now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm gonna try this nitrous stuff out and see what happens.
You're gonna love it.
Oh yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Everyone keeps saying the minute I hit the button.
Especially if Chad messing with you, you're gonna love it.
Chad's already got me talked. He's the one who talked me into it.
Yep, there you go. You're gonna have to put some Pampers on your first time. Gotta get some Depend.
I told him, I said, Chad, listen, man, I just want to try like maybe 150. 150? He goes, they don't even make 150 kits anymore. Oh, dude, stop it, man.
So,
I'm just gonna try this one. Play it safe.
Like
no,
a 400 too.
Oh shit! You know what? I've never messed with mattress before.
How many systems you
got? I hope you got limiters on that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be a wheel sander.
My whole suspension on my car is all a street suspension. I don't have nothing. I got the stock Vega front end on it.
Yeah, with that nitrous, you're going to do some changes quick. You're going to do some changes quick. If you're going to be at old little Vega, shit.
Well, we'll see. We'll start out a little. I mean, since I put the power glide in, the car kind of leaves a whole lot. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Chad ain't. You forgot. Chad not going to let you start off a little. Chad ain't going to put no 150 jet in there.
Oh, hell no.
Tell you it's 100, he going to tell you it's 150 to make you feel better.
He told me, he goes, I got this programmer I'll put in there. I'm like, hey. Why do I need a programmer for 150 shots?
See there?
You go, because when the other one kicks in, I'm like, dude, I don't want.
Hey. I told you.
But I'm looking to build a. I like to build a little grudge car, and you know, just build it for exactly that. And my car's just not built that way. So we'll kind of see what's up and which way we go with it.
Yeah, with the nitrous zone is going to be.
I've had turbos.
If you leave, if Chad tuned in the nitrous and you leave it at his shop, oh, it's going to come out with three systems or more.
No.
And he's going to tell you, oh, it's 150. Just 150 shots. You good.
Yeah.
All these damn foggers on here. You good. Ain't nothing but 150.
Yeah.
Like, once you come off the trans break, just hold on. You'll be all right.
Yeah, Chad, I'm out of chat. Dude, what's up, man? My bumper's gone. Oh, I'm sorry. I put my setup in there. I'm gonna try it and see what this car does, but I really need to get another
Jeep
car.
Want a Jeep body?
No, I don't want a Jeep body. I know too many people. I don't want no one to see me in one. I know too many people out here.
Say what now?
No, I'm just saying, man. I know too many people. I don't want no one to see me in a. Might as well do like a Pontiac Catalina or something like that, man. And do a G body.
Oh man, you gotta get the G body, man.
That's a hard pass. That ain't gonna happen, dude. I would look stupid in a big car like that.
Man.
About to hurt. I need something like a Vega or a Pinto or a Chevette or something. I need something that's going to fit me, man.
Oh, no, man. Oh, no, man.
Oh, you know, maybe I should go out and find like a 1958 Ford Edsel and do that sucker up.
Or Escort.
No, I don't know. I haven't decided. I actually kind of want to do a Mopar. I've been looking for like a 67 Dart. 66 and about 70 I've been looking for.
Yeah, that'll be sweet. Or one of them little ramblers.
Oh, dude, you're killing me, man. I thought, well, at least you didn't say go get a Pacer.
Nah. A little Chrysler Rambler.
Nah, I'd rather have the G-Body.
So what you saying?
Get one of those Nash, get one of those little Nash Metros.
Yeah, you really have a wheel standard in.
And with those long, long, long wheelie bars on that thing. There's a guy around here, out here, who's got a black and white one. He's got a blower motor in it. It's kind of cool, but, you know, it's like, where do you go with it?
Anything where you can sit in the car and touch the other door while you're in the driver's seat, that's too goddamn small. You can touch both, stretch your arms out, touch both sides of the car. Nah. Uh-uh.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, man, you know what I want to buy is, I don't know if you guys have seen that car. I actually went to the show where it was at. It's one of those Elos. It's that three-wheeled car. It gets 84 miles to the gallon. And it's $6,800 brand new. And it's
wow.
It's pretty cool. I don't know what kind of motors in it. But people I was talking to are already talking about taking that motor out of it and putting like a Hayabusa motor in it and start driving it around. I'm thinking, you know, the purpose of this thing was to get good gas mileage.
Right.
84 miles a gallon, not to, I don't know, you see stupid things out there.
Yeah, that's crazy, yeah.
Now, the only thing in having a cool, like a car like that, it's just like, you know what, people are going to see you driving it. I know too many people. I can't be caught being seen in one of them cars.
Like, man, I think you on a crate with a motor.
Telling me that I need to go to that place to go get one of those pedicures. I'm like, shit. Mm-hmm. The second I sit down, everybody I know in this town going to come walking by. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that at all.
Oh, yeah, you'll be noticed.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, sometimes you just want to fly under the radar and leave it at that, man.
Yeah, you will be noticed with that.
Hey, are you going to try and head the Booms race next month?
You know what? I doubt if I'll make that race, Tail. We got a lot of stuff around here, the house to do. And, I wouldn't mind, but I know I ain't going to be able to make it. No, I'm pushing to go to Mike Hill's race, though.
Yeah. Where's that one at?
I believe it's at the House of Hook, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's in the House of Hook.
That'd be a nice one to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, man, my clicker's running down, man. I got about a minute. Exactly a minute now. And before we go off, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank Jay for calling in, Baby Boy, Corey, Mr. B. I want to thank the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year, Wick. Congratulations, Dog, for coming in. And thanks, everyone, for making this show work. And my engineer, working my board for me, Kev, thanks so much, brother. And we're going to get out of here with some sponsors, and we'll catch up with everybody next Saturday night. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
All right.
Yo.
tire tale.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.